So the Torah writes that the Shalosh Regolim are connected the three Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And originally, the Yud Bei Shvatim were connected, or they still were, but they're connected to Yud Beis Chadashim, but the Yud Beis Chadashim had a din of a yantif. So basically, for each Shevet, they had a yantif. However, they sinned with the Cheda Ego, so therefore, Rosh Chodesh falls back to a little more than just a regular day. And since the women did not sin in the Cheda Ego, so therefore, it's a little more of a quasi yantif. Maybe certain times they don't do malacha. There's no problem for a woman going to work, but you know, the summon hugging for women. So that's what the Torah writes. So some Mefarshim point out, but this is only true when Rosh Chodesh falls out during the week. Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, it takes on the status of a yantif. It reverts back to its original din of a yantif. Why? Because Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, Naki Minachet, and therefore he says that when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, it takes on a din of a yantif. So the question is, what's the raya for this? Where do we see this? So perhaps one of the rayas we see is, as we just read last week, Musaf Shabbos, we do Tikanta Shabbos, unless of course I'm in if they forget, they would have said Tikanta Shabbos. Normally we say Tikanta Shabbos, but it's a special Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Atah Yetzarta. So if you look at the Lashon, Atah Yetzarta Lomcha Mikedem, it says, Ahavta Osanu V'ratzisa Banu, Romantana Melukol Lishano, Sikidashana Mitzosecha, V'rikei Ravtana Magana. What does it sound like? If you're familiar with davening on the Shalosh Regolim, it kind of has like the nusach of the Shalosh Regolim. So that would be a raya. We see that Atah Yetzarta, it's kind of like a yantiv davening. And when Rosh Chodesh falls out during the week, we say Yalo V'Yavo. But when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, instead of saying Tikanta Shabbos, we say Atah Yetzarta. Another potential raya to this is, the different minhagim during Svira, about when you shave and you don't shave. You have some people keep the whole time. Some people like shave on every era of Shabbos. They hold the mitzvah onik Shabbos supersedes the minhag. Rav Soloveitchik even said, you could shave daily based on the right someone who's used to shaving. But let's assuming you have the minhag that you don't shave during Svira, and you don't shave on Fridays either. You don't shave Erev Shabbos. So assuming you have that minhag, I think the Mishnah Berurah brings down, or some poets can bring down, that when Rosh Chodesh Iyar falls out on Shabbos, you could shave that Friday. And the question is why? We don't normally shave Erev Rosh Chodesh during Svira. We don't shave Erev Shabbos during Svira. Why this day? So that's what the Mefarshim pointed out. Because why could we see when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, it takes on a din of a yantiv. So for yantiv, you shave on Erev Shabbos. And as well, they point out the Minhag Yisrael. Well, a Minhag Yisrael is to have a lot of good food on a regular Shabbos. But as you noticed, of course, on a Rosh Chodesh Shechol B'Shabbos, even more good stuff if possible. You have not only the wings, the ribs and the wings, you get the cauliflower, you got the zucchini working, the potatoes, the melt away, the vanilla melt away, the cinnamon cut, need I go on. But why? Because when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, the minhag is you have an extra food. So you either have two kugels, or you have a Yerushalmi with the potato, you add a cholent, or you add a second cholent, or Friday nights, you add different foods. That's the minhag. Where does it come from? This idea that even though people aren't so makbid having a Sudan Rosh Chodesh, it's a nice minhag to have. I think they say Derek Drush, the pasuk in Navi by Eliyahu, by Harar Carmel, it says, how long atem post kem al shnei se'ifim? In other words, he's talking about, you know, that the Jews, that they're schizophrenics. Half the day they're worshiping God, half the day they're worshiping Avodah Zarah. We had it fed up. Let's have the contest and decide who we go to. So it's a play a drush. Matai poseach, the Jews are skipping over Shnei Se'ifim, with Se'ifim, the Se'ifim in the Shulchan Aruch regarding Sudas Rosh Chodesh and Sudas Malava Malka. The Jews are poseach, they're not very makbid on having a Suda on Rosh Chodesh and a Suda on Malava Malka. There's no Chiyav, but they're both praiseworthy events to have a Suda on Rosh Chodesh and having a Suda on Malava Malka. So that's what they point out. The minhag gets to have extra food, etc. So what happened? It's unlikely to happen. But let's say someone's used to saying Tikanta Shabbos every Shabbos. And instead of saying Atayu Tzartali HaShabbos, they said Tikanta Shabbos. So what would be the halacha? So in general, there's a Mishnah in Beya, not talking about when Rosh Chodesh coincides with Shabbos, but when Yontif coincides with Shabbos. So what do you do in the davening in terms of, generally speaking, on a weekday we used to have 18 bracha, that's why it's called Shemona Esrei, but we added another one, so we have 19. And on Yontif and Shabbos, we generally have 7 brachas. The first three, Shevach, Bakash, we have the 3 sections, but we have the first section, we have the Shevach, that's always the same, the first 3 brachas. The last 3 are always the same. And on Shabbos, we had a bracha of Makadish Shabbos. On Yontu, we have a bracha of Makadish Yisrael V'Azmanim. So the Shaila is, what about when Yontu falls out on Shabbos, what do we do? So Beishame says, you have 8 brachas. You have the same beginning and end. In the middle, you have Shabbos and Yontu. And Beisilah says, no, we combined the 7th bracha, we mentioned both Shabbos and Yontif. So we pass in like Beis Hillel, like we usually do, and therefore we incorporate the Yontif and Shabbos. So in fact, that's why it's a discussion among the poskim. Let's say someone went ahead, and let's say on Yontif Shechol B'Shabbos, they either said just the Yontif Shmona Esrei, leaving out mention of Shabbos, or they more likely they just said the Shabbos Shmona Esrei and they left out obviously Yontif. So what do you do? So that seems to be as well. I think that's as well a Machlokas Rav Moshe. I think they might be talking about Shabbos and Yontif, the Machlokas. What do you, in other words, do you, if I already said the Shabbos, is enough just to repeat the Shmona Esrei with the Yontif Shmona Esrei? Or do I mention, you know, or similarly, do I have to go ahead and repeat the Shoah Shagolim with the Shabbos? So the Nakuda seems to be, how do we, when Yontif coincides with Shabbos, how do we view these Shtei Kedushas? Do we view them as separate entities? Shabbos L'chud and Yontif L'chud? Or do I say that no, there's a fused Kedusha between Shabbos and Yontif? And they have a Beis Shammai seems to be saying that two independent Kedushas, you recognize them separately in the brachas, and Beis Hillel says that we seem to have a fused Kedusha. Or perhaps you could argue, maybe everyone agrees it's a fused Kedusha the way we paskin, or everyone agrees that the issue, or everyone could agree it's Shtei Kedushas, but the issue is, because Yontif and Shabbos may not fuse because Shabbos is holier, but maybe it's a Hilchos Bracha Shaila in terms of, you know, you need, in order to have precedent, you can't just make every own amount of bracha, so it could be a local Hilchos Tefillah issue. So either way, where it seems to be also a discussion as well is on Yom Kippur. See, Yom Kippur and Shabbos should fuse the most because they both have the highest level of Kedusha. In fact, that's the discussion when Yom Kippur, I think it's happening this year, when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, so the Shaila, the Poskim ask are, where's the Kiddush? It's the Shabbos, you still got to make Kiddush. And that's why it's a discussion if you're going to eat do you have to make, if a person is a cholash yesh bo sakana, or he's summoned in that the Torah, the halacha requires him to eat, do you have to make a kiddush first? So there's a whole discussion. So the Magen Avraham writes, yeah, we make kiddush, because that's the famous Magen Avraham. Every Friday night we yotze kiddush with the Mekadesh HaShabbos. So therefore the Magen Avraham writes, that's what's the raya all year round. The raya is from Yom Kippur, that when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, we don't make kiddush our yayin, we just dive in the regular Shmoneh Esrei. So the same way it works, that works all the time. So that's the whole discussion, whether why don't, if someone is going to eat, why don't you make during the regular Yom Kippur Kuyama, agree you don't eat, you don't make a kiddush. But what about on Shabbos? That's a discussion. Let's assume we don't make a kiddush. Let's assume, like, the opinion that you don't make kiddush before you eat. So why not? Which I think that's the way we paskin. I'd have to just make sure, but I think that's the way we paskin. So that's how they explain. So I think there's a famous Or Sameach that points out that no, because it's what's the pshat? It's not that it's Shabbos Luchud and Yom Kippur Luchud. There's a fused Kedusha. So it's Yom, whatever you want to call it, this Yom Kippur Shabbos. There's no, Chazal never instituted Kiddush. The Torah never, because he obviously didn't. So therefore, that's the, it's a fused Kedusha, and therefore there's no Chi of Kiddush. You know, you're not Yot, there's nothing not to be Yotze. Similarly, they have a discussion among the Rishonim in terms of Yom Kippur. Let's say you dive in the Ewa on Yom Kippur. It's Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos, and you leave out Shabbos. So again, so I think it's a discussion among the Rishonim. Interesting, we paskin, I think you have to go back. So make sure you don't forget it. If you come to Ohev Tzedek, I could remind you. But if you say Yom Kippur, if you dive in the Ila without mentioning Shabbos, I think the luck is you have to repeat. What's the pshat? Because it's a fused kedusha. So when you're not davening, you're not davening. So that's the same issue. If it's fused, so then you can't just do an independent Shabbos or independent Yenta. If it's fused, you have to do this specific one. That could be the same issue here as well. By this past Shabbos, when we had Rosh Hashanah Shechol B'Shabbat, so if a person said the Tikanto Shabbos, the Yotze Pashas, you would say Yotze the Shabbos. And therefore, just do the, maybe it's enough just to mention Yalav Yavo. Or do we say no? That there's a fused Kedusha, at least in terms of the Tfilas, and it's not the same fused as Yom Kippur, because Rosh Chodesh and is a much lower level than Shabbos. But you learn in terms of the Indian Tfila, we look at it as a fused Tfila. And therefore, you have to dafke say Atal Yitzarta, because it's saying each one by itself. It's a special day. It's not just a Shabbos. It's not just, it's a Rosh Chodesh. It's a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Kedusha. That seems to be an issue. I think that's a machokas of Shlomo Zalman and Ramosha regarding Yontif. It could be by Musaf. I think Yontif, that it's a machokas, whether, I think everyone agrees, Yotze, whichever route you take. I think the issue is what's the preferable way. So I think, if I recall correctly, Ramosha's preferable way is that you just do I don't know if this, I think he's talking about Yontif, not Rosh Chodesh, but you just do the regular davening, like the regular, whichever one you forgot. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman seems to say, no, it's preferable to do the fused one. So that could be the Nakuda, how we view the davening. Is it a fused davening, and therefore you dafka have to say Atal Yotzarta or whatever we're talking about? Oh no, if the Kedushas remain separately, so if I daven and left out the other ones, so I don't have to repeat, I just have to go and repeat this part that I left out, and I should be Yotzei.